tonight and the day to show what you want.
Someone's not sure about if he davened on Shabbos, Shachas on Shabbos, or Busal Cholamoy, where he can't do it in the Rava, then it should be the Chazan. That's also a good eight, someone should be the Chazan to wake it up. Yesterday, I said actually yesterday, well, we should really go through this properly. Well, we mentioned if someone does Tashlumin, so what he does is he says the Shemon Esther, which is the main Chiyuv. So much less, if, for example, Moshi, someone forgot Mincha this afternoon. So it comes to Maariv tonight, he davens Maariv, like normal. And then he does his mincha one afterwards. I said, yes, you see Aleinu. Actually, I must say, I looked around. I can't see about Aleinu. For mincha, it says, you misbehoves must be hechazos hashatz. It looks like takhnun as well, let's say, for example, for shachris or mincha. But it doesn't say about Aleinu. So I'm not sure if you have to say Aleinu. Maybe you have to wait till the end to say Aleinu. I'm not sure. Maybe after you finish your second semester. Yeah?
Aleinu Masrur. What happens if the women, if they
get to chance with... Oh, typical Rabbi, she can't do the shulchan for that. She has to make out the next problem, is she? And even in the chazan, he says Birkas Kohanim, he says different things in the Shemoneh Esrei. We said yesterday, that's not a problem. It looks like you're still yetzer with that. That's okay. Okay, that's what we said yesterday. Let's just see what else we have here. We said piyutim might be worse. If someone says piyutim, that could be worse. So that could be more of a hefsek. So the chazan says piyutim, that's not so. It doesn't seem not so poshut whether you can do that. Also, I forgot to mention yes as well. If someone's a chazan, let's say he is the chazan for his for making up. So when you finish the Shemoneh Esrei, you should say the kind of tzor, because that's part of the Shemoneh Esrei. He owes that, yeah. Even the chazan doesn't say the kind of tzor, but he should be saying the kind of tzor to make up for what he's done. Then we spoke about another shayla Moishi about listening to the chazan. So that Mishnah was not very happy with listening to the chazan, to be yotzi and tefillah with listening to the chazan. That means a person missed out Mari, for example, and he wants to save himself doing tashlumin. So he rather, what he prefers to do is listen to the chazan and be yotzi with the chazan, the chazos hashavs. That is lechayra very b'di'evad, it's not ideal at all. Mishnah Berurah just says b'di'evad, if someone does. Because he missed out Maariv, that means the person missed out Maariv, and he wants to hear Shachris Chazor Shashatz. So the Mishnah Berurah said that since Maariv is not Mamish Achoyv, it's Rishos, even though we take on now, but since there's that Shitta, so for Chazor Shashatz, for Shachris, if you did, it's not ideal. Yes, also probably quite right, actually. Tell the Chazor to be Motzi as well, Pastor, yeah. Because maybe it's a mighty Motzi one nowadays. Most Chazorim nowadays, even though that's what you're meant to be doing, really, they're supposed to be saying the Chazoros are shat to be Motzi and not being it for some reason. Can't damn it. It's not so simple. Now, the next topic today is very interesting, I must tell you. This question has happened a few times. The topic today, Moishi, is we started off with someone done with Mincha, and then he done it the second time. Now, he said, how can this happen? So I tell you, I can't believe how many people come up to me to tell me this. First of all, someone told me to speak to someone casually. He said to me, ask me a shayla today, a very interesting shayla, which interesting. He said, this Friday night, someone davened Kabbalah Shabbos, davened Maariv, and he got out to Shema, and he really is not davened Mincha yet. What?
That's it.
You realize? He's not done Mincha. So how could this happen? So I just said something. I'm saying something to Shaila. I tell you the truth, Shlomo said to me, don't think it's such a funny Shaila. He said, I've had this thing myself a few times. I said, how did it happen? He said, it's very posh.
When is it the night in Lisbon?
What?
When is it ready the next day in Lisbon?
A Barkle Zikha problem. Barkle Zikha problem.
Why
should you say maybe back up on the Shabbos well there. A Barkle Zikha more problematic. Yeah, Barkle Zikha. Once you say Barkle, you finish. Ms. Moshe, maybe. Boyev Sholem. Boyev Sholem. Boyev Sholem is also passing the Kabbalah. So, how can it happen? He said, Moshe, it happened to me. He said, I'll tell you the truth. It's very, not uncommon, he said to me. I said, how did it happen? He said, I normally double Mincha Gadol, he says, on Friday afternoon. I try to get an early Mincha. And he said, well, one day, I don't know, sometimes I didn't make it. I came to Shul. I thought I'd double Mincha Gadol. I forgot. I came to Shul and I downed Kabbalah Shabbos. And I got up to Baruch Hu, and I really forgot to Mincha. I've not done Mincha that day. Now that's what we're talking about today. It's an interesting child. What happens is, what I'm going to talk about today is very interesting. I found it a bit complicated, this, I must tell you. But let's say, the shine over here is that a person davened Mincha, and then he davened Mincha again, but it's after Plaga Mincha. That means again, let's say, for example, someone davened Mincha today at 2 o'clock. Don't think it's on that, my friend, because this does happen. This has happened before. It's 10 to 2, someone don't remember. And then he went to at home, he came to shul, and the maaser, they in the middle of the day, it's after plug a mental, they're done in marriage. He said, you know what, I might as well have a marriage. They come to shul, they're done in mincha. Yeah? It's after plug a mincha, and he done mincha. Now I'm talking about, well, he doesn't read his Shemoneh Esrei, that hasn't worked out exactly. I'm talking about he's finished davening Shemoneh Esrei. He davens his mincha Shemoneh Esrei, it's finished. And then he says, you know, I can't believe it, but I davened already mincha beforehand. So what's the shaila? The shaila is, can he use this second mincha now for marriage? You hear, my friends?
I think
you hear, Moshi?
I think it's what happens on a Friday like that, by the season, if it's already not yet Shabbos, and they haven't done it, what do they do?
They dump. You hear the shaila?
Dance in two houses. It is good for his marriage.
You missed the shadow, my friend. Again, a person davened this afternoon. This person davened today on Monday afternoon at 10 to 2. What he says,
right.
He comes to shul at 8 o'clock and he davened mincha then. Fine. He says, oh, I better daven mincha. So he davened mincha. And then, after he's finished mincha, I'm talking about he's finished Shemoneh Esrei, not in the middle, because I don't know about it, he's finished Shemoneh Esrei. He said, I can't believe it, he says. I've done mincha at 2 o'clock. Can I use this now, Shemoneh Esrei, for my marriage?
When you need a geula to the davening, you haven't got that. Really.
That's not my akif. The chachili you should have, because horaya, if someone comes late to shul, he starts with Shemoneh Esrei, right? So it's not my akif, the geula next to him. Now, don't think it's so uncommon, this question, my friends. I must tell you, it's happened more than once to people. Take it out. It's a very easy shot, I must tell you. Now, I just want to start with the Hagdoma, first of all. Yeah. The Hagdoma is that we know you dumb a mincha from half an hour to Chatzitz. That's called Mincha Gedoyla. Yeah. Mincha Gedoyla is the earliest time that they could bring the Tomas Shabbat Habayim. The Meister, the Mishabur, speaks out, the Shoyim speak out, that it's not ideal. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't normally bring the Tomas Shabbat Habayim half an hour to Chatzitz, 6.5 hours a day. The reason is, once you bring your Tomas Shabbat Habayim, the Mizbech is closed. That is the last Korban of the day. So if you bring your Korban Tomas Shabbat Habayim at let's say the day starts at 6, finishes at 6, so 6.5 hours a day is 12.30. At 12.30, you bring your Tomas Shabbat Habayim, you've now cut off all other Korbanos coming. No Chatzos, no Hashamos, no Toidos, no Shlomim, nothing. So it's not very practical, really. It's much better to make your Korban Tomas Shabbat Habayim much later. So they normally do it 9.5 hours a day, which is 3.30, if the day starts at 6.6. That's what happens normally. But, the Mishmur says quite clearly, that's Klon HaRocha, but the Eved, you are Yotzer if you daven from Mincha Gedoyla. Who are then the Poskim say, if it's a good reason why a person's davening at Mincha Gedoyla, someone's at work, for example, he knows that the rest of the day is busy, he might forget, there's different reasons why it's better now, it's more convenient, there's no problem whatsoever, it's Lechat Chilas to daven at that time. Now, that's halacha number one. Now the question is, how long mincha goes for? How long can you daven mincha till? So the chacham hold in the Mishnah, you can daven till tzeisachon, till alayla. Okay, shkia, whatever, it means till night. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can daven mincha until plaga mincha. At plaga mincha is a cutoff point, and then starts the zman of mariv. Now, Moshe, I don't know what time it is. You know what time plaga mincha is? Now, it must be roughly about 7.30, I don't know, somewhere around there, is plaga mincha, right? So that means from 7.30 onwards, you can probably double mariv.
Tonight,
Nath is 10 already. Not Nath, Moshe, plaga mincha. Plaga mincha is when Shabbos, or the earliest time you can be makabel Shabbos. That's what plaga mincha is relevant to.
What? Second plaque is about 8 o'clock.
Second plaque is 8 o'clock. The first one, let's say 7:30.
After 8, you can daven marriage.
So let's say you've got the second plaque, so from 8 o'clock onwards, you can daven marriage. Now this person, Al Shaila was, this guy came, he daven mincha at 10 to 2. Moshe says 10 to 2 is mincha gedoyla. So he daven mincha gedoyla at 10 to 2. He came for shul at 8:15. He wants to learn. And the maestro said, they're daven mincha. He said, well, you know, I better come around the mincha. So he daven mincha at what do you call it, at 8:15. He davened mincha, he finishes mincha boishi, and then he remembers, I can't believe I've done mincha 10 to 2.
Correct.
Now, can I use this tefillin now for mariv? That is the question. So we've got a box of my machlokas already here in the room, very nice. Not many eating here, but we've got our machlokas already in the room, very good. Can you, I've got the good news for both of you. You're both right. Now how does that work out? It's the machlokas actually, very interesting, watch the chat. So there's a huge shout about this, first of all. First of all, do you need to have kavana when you daven the Shmona Esra, what it's for?
Yes.
So Moshe says, yeah, that's one opinion. There is a riot, it's not mamish a riot to this, that you don't need to. There's an interesting shayla, Mr. Brewer speaks out. I haven't got time to go through, he's now inside.
What do you mean? Now that I'm in.
What?
Now that I'm married, what am I doing?
You know what you're doing. What are you with?
You have to say, I'm now having one of
them. There's not enough people.
No, you're right, because it's automatic. When you come to shul for mincha, you want to have mincha. But this guy over here came to shul for mincha. He came to
the mincha. When he dumped Shmessa, he thought this was his mincha.
Yes.
So you can't jump and jump. You can't keep on chucking jaded. If he has quarter for this mincha, you can't not say, well, make him a
marak.
No, it's not the score. Let's see it. And it's done one score. Let's see the other score.
It's a good thing you came. You see, that's why it's a good thing you came. So I must tell you, Mr. Moore speaks about another interesting case, which I think is from Rock and I've wrong, actually. What would you say? What?
It's a shulman, you also have to, you can't, if you don't want Malif, and you have to understand from Malif, no? If you have the Zen from
it. It wasn't a
shulman. Not a shulman, you have to, you have to say
it. It wasn't a shulman.
That's right, I'm glad we know the shulman.
Because you know the first one.
Yeah, the second one was a shulman.
You know the first one that you did going around. You're right. If you did it going around, he's right. You did the shulman the wrong way around.
But it's not doing
the shulman. All right.
He's
not doing
the shulman,
he
thought this
was
the
same
riot. What about
the Moshe Rabbeinu Malvolta? So now, this must be the right issue case. What would you say if someone on Rosh Chodesh, he davened Shacharis, that's Hadol, Chris Torah, starts Musav, he davened the first three brachos of Musav, he says, you know, I can't believe it. He says, I have not said the Alev Yavi Shacharis. He's in the middle of Musav. After the first three brachos, after Kehel HaKadosh, he says, you know what, I can't believe it. I didn't say Yad HaGadol for Shacharis. Can he use this Shmoneh Esra now for Shacharis? So here the Mishmur says you can. Mishmur says, in this case here, the best thing to do is to use this Shmoneh Esra for Shacharis, and then say the whole Shacharis to Shmoneh Esra, and then do Musaf afterwards. So you can see that you're not, didn't start with Kabbalah. But it's not Mamish Araya in this case, because this at least is the right time. When you're davening at this Musaf, you're davening at this man of Shacharis. So this is a big machlokes over here. This is a very, very big question, what to do. I can't really tell you a definite answer. All I can tell you is the machlokes. Some say, let me just find out what they say. Well, our question was, he's davening, yeah, he wants to use this one. So some say, in such a case, that you can change it. You can use this for Maariv. You can use this one for Maariv. However, others say, no, you have to have Kavanah
for Maariv.
You didn't have Kavanah for Maariv. So you can't. So the machlokes over here is whether you have to have a Kavanah for Maariv or can it be automatically considered it's that one. The Maariv is the third Shmoneh Esra of the day. I done a Maariv last night. I done a Mincha 10 to 2. Now the third Shmoneh Esra today is this one. That'll be Maariv. It's not, it's really the next, it's not wrong, I've got the wrong round. It's the next way, it's really the next thing.
You don't have to have Kavanah and work your
Davening. So that's the Shaila. That looks like some machlokes. It's a big machlokes about this, so it's not posh. Now watch, you've got machlokes. So some say that the best to do is, like this, you like this, is, so again, the story is like this. He davened Mincha at 10 to 2. He comes to shul at quarter past 8. He davened again. And after he's finished Shmoneh Esra, he's realized that he's not done, he's already done with her. Can he use the one for Mari? So the apostles say the best thing to do is to done now another Shmoneh Esra. Another Shmoneh Esra, and say it tonight. Look, if I was Yotza beforehand, my Mariv, this should be a Tfilis Adoba. If not, then this should be the main one, this should be my main Tfilis for Mariv.
Either way, he has to
daven. So either way, according to some opinions, you should daven. Either we haven't finished yet. Either way, according to what we have said, this is what the Seach Hachma says. The Seach Hachma says you should daven another Shmoneh Esra, and the one you do after 8:15 Mincha. First of all, this is also not a posh.
It's not going to finish. Well, I have to say you're
davening
at Mincha.
It's going to
be
married
again.
My friend, maybe you are Yotza.
Huh?
According to the Seach Hachma, maybe you are Yotza.
So what are you doing the Shmoneh Esra for? Just daven married. Finish.
Why should
we get married? Why don't you finish your mincha? You're dying now. So why don't you tell him
Simply, just tell me that.
Maybe the second
minchah
he's saying could be Yotze the Maariv. So that he can't have another Shmeres
could be your Yotze. Maybe you don't need Kavanah to be Yotze. Yeah. So maybe you are Yotze. And if you've done your Maariv,
you can't again.
Can't done again. So the Seir HaChaim says, if you ask me, the best thing to do is to daven another Shmoneh Esrei after.
The Shmoneh Esrei goes to that Maariv, that normal.
So what's the difference before?
Yes, do another Maariv, the same thing. What he's saying now is do another Shmoneh Esrei as a tonight, just daven Maariv at 10 o'clock.
No.
Like you would.
Maybe. You can't.
Why not?
Because what's your second Shmoneh Esrei?
Just like now, you daven another Shmoneh Esrei, daven Maariv later. You daven Maariv later. You daven Maariv straight away. You do it later.
Oh, yeah, you don't do it straight away. Sorry, I didn't mean that. That's true.
You're not, sorry.
You don't have to marry straight away. No, that's true. But you have to have another Shmoneh Esrei at 10 o'clock at night.
Do Maariv, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, with it tonight.
I don't have to do it tonight, 10 o'clock.
Well, you need a tonight, Moishi, because you might be Yotze already, Moishi. You need a tonight. You might be Yotze, she needs to make a tonight. I tell you, right, Simba. You'd have to do it now. That's true. Sorry, that's me. I didn't mean to have to do it now. You could do it later, but you have to make a tonight. Other Achronim say, no, you Shmoneh Esrei. You're Yotze, you're Maariv, and that's it. But the Chayr is a sophic. I would have thought that Eitzel, he says, is the best thing to do, Taka. Chayr
would be a big problem.
Actually, quite funny actually, because I saw them speak about Rish Kodesh, I thought, who's going to ask about Rish Kodesh? So who's going to ask about Rish Kodesh if this happens to Rish Kodesh? Right. I'm not sure, what do you mean? You have to say Yad HaYom now twice.
Yeah,
you have to say Yad HaYom.
We
have
to say Yad HaYom.
You still say Rish Kodesh, you still say Rish Kodesh. Let's say it's 2 days of
Shkodesh. There's not two Shmoneh Esreis. But you have to say, you have to say Yad HaYom.
On the first day or the night, when's the
Shkodesh?
It was Shkodesh. It was.
If it's not Minchah, you didn't say Yad HaYom, you should have done. Can you use the second Shmoneh Esreis, which you thought was Minchah? Use that.
That second one, and it took a Shkodesh in on.
I must tell you, everybody, so this speech, I don't know, someone came to me today and said, I like the topic you're speaking about. I thought it might turn up here tonight, but he didn't. I like the topic you're speaking about. He said, it happened to me. And he said to me, I couldn't get clear. This happened to me in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. In the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, I realized that I've davened already Mincha. So I'm not sure that's worse. Can you carry on? You can't make an Adam, you can't make a tonight now in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So what do you do now? What is this Shmoneh Esrei?
You
can't change in the middle. I don't mean to change in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei to make. I looked around. Funny, I can't see the possible speaking about this case. They're all speaking about if you realised before it's no shadow, I mean, right? After you finish Shmoneh Esrei. But I don't know what happens in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei itself. He told me this happens in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei itself. He said to me, it's funny. I said to him, it's a good thing you asked me, so I haven't prepared the shit about this. I didn't even think about this in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. I was just so busy with the question about afterwards. But it's like a good point. It can happen, Moishi, in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you think to yourself, I remember these words from not so long ago. I've done this not so long ago, you could say. And so now, the Shai has what to do. Should he stop?
If you stop,
it's true. Maybe Shema Tais is better than making broccoli. It shouldn't be doing. Yeah, but I don't think you do that. You're doing a kumbh assay. I'm not sure what's better to do. I don't know. It's an interesting. If anyone finds, I have to look around. Funny.
If the Kodman is okay, even when you finish your manuscript,
that's true. According to him, you're right. But I'm talking about the Maharashi holds is no good. So I'm not sure what to do. I don't know if Dom in the Minish Manuscript. I don't know if it changes that in the Minish Manuscript. I don't know. Okay, that was part one. That was Shaila number one. Now, Shaila number two is also a very interesting one. We've got time through. If someone is davening Maariv, so he davens Maariv, let's say after Plaga Mincha. Well, one other thing I must tell you, this whole Shaila pashtus is only a Shaila with someone who davens Maariv before Nacht sometimes. A person who's Maariv, always davened Maariv at Nacht, then this can't be a Maariv. This can't be a Maariv. Because he never davened Maariv this time.
Right.
So then, in the Chayre, Zichar Mincha. It has to be a Mincha. I don't know. Chayre, Zichar has to be a Mincha. I don't know.
What
happens to Shmoneh Esrei? What? In the middle of Shmoneh Esrei?
No. If it was something that he never done with Maariv before now.
Yeah.
He does the whole Shmoneh Esrei.
I think you have to say it's a ma'ariv. You have to say it's not a ma'ariv. It can't be a ma'ariv. It's a korah mincha. It's another
old. Is it a double or school or matron?
I don't know. It's one or two, but it's not. You can't use the marim. Yeah, that's. I'm not sure. I don't know. Now, just want to talk about the other shayla, Rabbi Yisai. The other shayla is also very interesting, which also happens. Someone's done a marim on top of a mincha. He says, "You know what? I can't believe you started a marim." He says, "You know, I can't believe I haven't done a mincha yet." So after plug, and he's not done a mincha yet.
Nobody done a mincha after plug yet.
Yeah, let's say, yeah. He's got a problem. He's got no problem.
No problem.
So what
is
the
this guy said Bolku, he starts off Hamayim Aromim.
Right.
And then he says, you know what, I can't believe I'm not coming here.
Right.
What should you do? What?
That's what
I mean? There's a lot of options what to do. Is that the sign number one, we have to stop here. The sign number one is first of all, he just said Bolku, the mice he stops. He just says Boruch Hashem and he stops. What we're going to discuss, what we're going to do today, the question that we're going to discuss is if he actually starts Birchas Krishna.
Right.
And now he's in the middle of Birchas Krishna, and he realizes that he's probably not done milk yet. What is his best option?
Those who go in Israel, unfinished,
and then down to Spinassa. So that's it. I'm not saying you're wrong. It's an interesting thing what you're doing. You're mixing, you're chopping chickens. The mixture he's doing, he's got half a minute and half a minute.
Well, he likes it.
All right, guys, so I have to see this.
Oh, yeah.